The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
For the second general election in a row, all 93 parliamentary seats will be contested. Hello, you're watching The Big Story. I'm Olivia Kui.
Now, despite perhaps a muted atmosphere at the nomination centres, there's no lack of talking points thanks to some last-minute changes.
Let's discuss this with news editor Zakir Hussain. Zakir, I know it's been a long day for you, so thank you so much for joining us. DPM Heng Swee Keat leaving Tampines to contest East Coast GRC. Now, of course, East Coast is widely seen as one of the toughest fights in this GE. Do you think the inclusion of DPM Heng will lead to less of a neck-and-neck fight with the WP this time?
Yes, I think it will. And I think our sense from speaking to some residents and observers on the ground is it's suddenly made voters think twice. And I think it's shored up the East Coast PAP slate. It had, team there had a strong 64% of the vote in the 2015 election. But this time round, I think it's an even stronger team. And I think DPM Heng explained why he felt, you know, he had to be there and help shore the team up. The MPs and the team have been working the ground, but, you know, there's been some change and two senior members, former Mr. Lim Swee Say and Mr. Lee Hsien, are leaving, stepping down. And I think DPM's addition to the team does bring a bit more and I think give voters more room to consider their vote.
Now, Zakir, what do you make of the ministers moving to different constituencies? For instance, you know, Desmond Lee moving from Jurong to West Coast to go up against Dr. Tan Cheng Bock and the PSP.
I think, again, it's a sign that the PAP is taking some of these contests quite seriously. Actually, it's always had two ministers for some time. There was former Trade and Industry Minister Lim Hng Kiang helming the team at the last election. Now he stepped down. And perhaps the inclusion of up-and-coming Minister Desmond Lee is again another signal of the seriousness with which the party sees this contest. Minister Lee as well has been in charge of many of the initiatives to do with social assistance, especially during the pandemic. And he's quite a recognisable face to many of the voters. His former constituency as well, Jurong, was quite near, and I think he's been involved at several activities in the constituency.
Well, we've talked about East Coast, West Coast as well. What are some of the other notable outcomes for you from today?
I think what's interesting is some of the single-member constituencies are seeing some very interesting fights this time around. It came as a surprise, but Singapore's first woman Brigadier General Gan Xiao Huang turned up the nomination centre, and she's standing as a single candidate for Marymount single seat. It's a new seat carved out. It was former Minister Josephine Teo's ward, and she's been walking around the area as well. But no one really expected her to come up, and she's up against, again, former Army Colonel Ang Yong Guan, who has been in opposition politics for over 10 years now. Again, in another single seat, Yeo Chu Kang, you have a first time standing for the first time, Mr. Yip Hon Wing. He's been active in the Silver Generation Office, basically going around the country explaining to seniors, you know, some of the help schemes and medical schemes available to them. Mr. Yip, he's again standing independently as a single candidate in Yeo Chu Kang, and he'll be up against Kayla Low of the PSP, who again was a former public servant, but who's also not unfamiliar to community work.
Right. Well, thank you for taking the time today, Zakir. We'll be checking in with you, of course, in the coming days as campaigning is officially underway. We've been speaking with the Straits Times' news editor, Zakir Hussain.